Well, Brendan, the first road race in Donegal was back after the pandemic today. 120 competitors lined out for the North for the Newmills 10K. Owen McGinley, as we know, was the winner. But sort of strange day for everybody involved. Maybe you can tell us about it, Brendan.
Yeah, I suppose it was a strange day. But I think at the same time, people were delighted to get back out and be in a competitive road race. And even meeting up with other club members, you know, and even members from other clubs, and having the battles that they normally would have, albeit in a different format.
Yeah, and we could see from the photographs from earlier in the day, the format was totally different because you had guys lined up on the road; they weren't all packed together as you would normally see at the start of a 10K race. They were all spaced out, so they were, Brendan. A bit of planning and all that.
Yeah, I suppose that was one of the bigger challenges, you know, while there was other planning involved in getting the whole thing off the ground. We always knew the start was going to be the biggest challenge. And in fairness to Athletics Ireland, they had a plan together on a grid start where we have every row of the athletes 2 metres apart, and then every row was 2 metres. And we marked that out early this morning and had a little placards up showing up the rows, and everybody that arrived at the race was given a particular spot, and you know, I must say people were very cooperative and went straight to the location they were, because the big one we had in that was that the faster runners were towards the front, which meant then there was little or no overtaking during the race, you know, and everybody got away and was able to do their own race.
Yeah, you restricted it to 120. I suppose you could have had a few more, but just were quite happy with those numbers because it was easier to deal with, Brendan.
It was indeed. I mean, at the moment, I think we are allowed gatherings up to 200, but for the first race out and the first time of doing it, we said we would keep it manageable, and we thought 120 was going to be, you know, that sort of number. And I think it did work out that way. We've learned a lot from today. You know, we have another race now, the 15K, in the 16th of August.
Yeah.
And we might just increase that numbers a little bit more for that one.
Yeah. I suppose it is important now that you have the first one done and you have a better idea, and there's a strong foundation, I suppose, built there now on what you have to do moving forward, Brendan, which is key.
Exactly. Yeah. We'll have a debrief now during the week. You know, we'll get feedback from all our marshals and from the competitors. And, you know, that will build that under plans in for the 15K.
Yeah. Owen McGinley was the man that won it. I suppose no surprise there, but good running by the Letterkenny AC man.
Yeah, Owen has been in good shape, doing good training all along through lockdown. I wouldn't say just no surprise. Like, Chris McGuinness is a phenomenal runner as well from Foyle Valley. And, we were aware there was always going to be a battle between the two of them. And I think it was really only in the last K that Owen managed to get away a little bit. And then we had, of course, strong running from Michael Black, who finished third.
Yeah. And just as competitive as well in the ladies, Brendan?
It was. Teresa Doherty was entered originally and had pulled out. And, you know, she would have started favour had she been able to turn up today. But, yeah, Claire McWigan had shown great form all last year. And it was obviously continued that now for the start of the season. And Helen McCready, as we know, is always a strong competitor. She finished second. And one of the big ones, the turnouts of the day, was for Monica McGranahan, who ran a PB. You know, and the course is quite challenging and quite breezy today. And to run 39.29 was phenomenal for Monica.
Yeah, very good. Listen, Brendan, well done to everybody involved today, because it certainly was a test for the athletes to compete, but it was a test for the organisers as well to get it up and running. And by all accounts, it was a successful day. So well done. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.